This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. At the Munich Security Conference, major discussions about the world's second-largest economic powerhouse, VOA's Henry Ridgewell.
The U.S. delegation came to Munich with a clear message. China presents the largest threat to the West. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper took to the stage Saturday morning.
More internal repression, more predatory economic practices, more heavy-handedness, and most concerning for me, a more aggressive military posture.
The warnings were echoed by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who took aim at Chinese telecom firm Huawei.
We can't let information go across networks that we don't have confidence won't be hijacked by the Chinese Communist Party. It's just unacceptable.
Key ally Britain will allow Huawei to build sections of its 5G mobile network, to Washington's dismay. Officials in Munich said the U.S. is pushing to develop its own 5G technology. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Munich, Germany.
And AP's Ben Thomas tells us that Esper also talked more about a truce between the U.S. and Taliban.
It looks very promising.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says it would involve a seven-day halt to Taliban attacks before signing.
That means taking some risk.
Peace talks between the Taliban and Afghanistan's government will begin within 10 days of the signing.
We can only be governed in a democratic system. We're a pluralistic society.
President Ashraf Ghani says as long as Afghanistan remains democratic, the Taliban is not much of a threat.
I think the society has been immunized against that type of radicals. Because if the Taliban had support, why would they be so afraid of elections?
It all could lead to an 18-month phased withdrawal of U.S. forces. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. Find more at voanews.com. Again, this is VOA News.